Yael, it's cold out here.
Yeah, Don, and slippery.
You'd think they'd throw some salt on the sidewalk or something.
Yeah, why?
To melt the ice, of course.
I know that, but why does salt melt ice?
It lowers the melting and freezing point of water.
Oh, okay. Wait, I don't get it. Doesn't that mean that salt makes ice colder?
Let me explain. Pure water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, right? At that temperature, we can say that the rate of freezing is the same as the rate of melting.
So in other words, at water's freezing point, there's a sort of equilibrium between freezing and melting?
Right. Throwing salt on ice upsets the balance.
Upsets it how?
The salt dissolves into the liquid water, which means that some of the water molecules are replaced by salt. Since there are now fewer liquid water molecules to be captured and frozen by the ice, the rate of freezing drops.
I think I get it. And since the rate of melting stays the same, there's more melting going on than freezing. And so, the ice melts.
Right.
Interesting. Is there something special about salt that makes this happen?
Not really. In fact, anything that dissolves in water will do the trick. You could pour sugar on ice and it will melt. But I guess since salt is cheaper, it's used more often.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine wasting a bag of sugar on the sidewalk. Sugar belongs in a nice hot cup of tea.
Speaking of which, let's grab a cup. My treat.
You're on.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.